Eskimos haben unzählige Wörter für Schnee. Und Meteorologen und Flieger haben unzählige Wörter für Wolken. Die stehen dabei nicht nur für irgendeinen Wetterzustand, sondern zum Beispiel für Bedrohung, wenn das Gewitter naht. Für Liebe, wenn eine einzelne Wolke rot angestrahlt wird beim Sonnenuntergang. Oder für Tristesse an einem normalen Morgen im Juni, wie heute, der eigentlich schöner sein sollte. Und jemand, der alle Wörter und Emotionen kennt, ist Gavin Preter-Pinney. Der ist Chef der Cloud Appreciation Society. Und der Engländer hat mit uns gesprochen, als er in einem fensterlosen Studio der BBC gesessen hat. Und trotzdem hat er uns mitgenommen auf eine Reise. Und wer einen so schönen Namen hat, darf ihn auch nochmal sagen. Who is speaking?
My name is Gavin Preter-Pinney and I'm the founder of the Cloud Appreciation Society. Clouds are the embodiment of chaos, the chaotic movements of the flow of the air within our atmosphere, within the boundless space of our atmosphere, is something that resists easy categorization. G.K. Chesterton, the English author, wrote that there are no rules of architecture for the castles in the sky. I think it was something like that, his words. And in a way, that's true. I mean, the structure is, as I was saying, is kind of not straightforward. But on the other hand, each cloud is unique. Each cloud is different from the last. But we're sophisticated at seeing patterns. That's something that humans have evolved to be very good at. And you can see patterns in clouds. You can see similarities between one cloud and another, even if each one is unique. I think if you're struck by a lightning bolt, maybe I will forgive you for hating clouds. Most of us aren't struck by lightning bolts. The cumulonimbus cloud, the storm cloud, sometimes described as the king of clouds, is what produces thunder and lightning and hail sometimes. And this can be a destructive cloud, especially when many of these cumulonimbuses join together to form a multi-cell storm or a supercell storm. But that power of a cumulonimbus cloud, the power that is generated and that we see released partly when there's a lightning bolt, that is the power of our atmosphere. To see these clouds, to appreciate these clouds, is to be in touch with, to be aware of, and to be affected by the very elemental power of our atmosphere. It's a wonderful thing to see when you're sitting maybe on holiday somewhere on some island and you see the storms forming out over the sea as the sun goes down, and you see the kind of rumbling, you hear the rumbling of thunder and the power within the atmosphere. It's an amazingly life-affirming and uplifting thing. And mist is like a kind of, that you can't connect to the world around you any longer. You're a mania. It's this mania idea. But I mean, when you leave the house on a morning when you've woken up, it's an autumn chilly morning, you step outside, your surroundings are suddenly enveloped in this mist and fog. Your world that is so familiar to you, your garden, your front door, it all has changed into this sort of different world, into this slight other world, and it's a way in which you kind of re-look at your surroundings again because it's all been sort of transformed in a magical way. To me, I love mornings like that. You go outside and everything seems a kind of magical dream world. I wouldn't want to not have fog and mist. Not good when you're driving on the motorway, but when you're walking along outside, I think it's a wonderful thing to be inside a cloud like that. Cloud spotting is an important thing to do today more than ever. And the reason is because when you're cloud spotting, you're doing something which has no worth. It has no You're not trying to achieve anything. It's a pointless activity, and that is why it's so important. Cloud spotting is an excuse to do nothing. And we feel these days, the digital society in which we live has resulted in people generally feeling the need to be busy the whole time. There's some human urge for this always, but I think it's more now than ever because there are so many other ways than there were before that we feel we should be doing something, should be answering all those emails in our inbox. We should be updating our blog or our Facebook page or whatever the thing is. There's always something that you feel you should be doing. And so there's a danger for people to be busy the whole time and yet not really achieving that much if you look at it in a big scheme of things. So to have something which is, we need an excuse to do nothing. We need things which are excuses to do nothing. And cloud spotting is that. You just have to tune out from all that other stuff and just be in the moment, in the present, not thinking about tomorrow, not thinking about what you have to achieve, not thinking about yesterday and what you missed, but being there in the present, connected to your surroundings, connected to this most beautiful, most poetic aspect of nature. That is more important today than it's ever been.
Sagt Gavin Prieter-Pinney. Und erzählt hat er es uns allen. Aufgezeichnet und zusammengebaut hat es Stephen Beuting für D-Radio Wissen.